T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, here we go. It's Friday, beginning of the weekend, and we could hit 100 degrees today. It might even hit 101. Ouch! Yeah, that's going to hurt. So, hey, man, do what you can to stay cool, not only today, but this entire weekend. And, I guess the less you move around, the easier it's going to be to stay cool. But no, go out and do stuff because, again, it's the weekend. Hey, we have a lot to talk about on this free-for-all Friday, and we'll get to all of that in just a few minutes. Right now, you need to reach over there and crank it up because this is what you've been working for. Yeah, do the best you can to stay cool. I know it's not going to be easy. There was somebody working at my apartment building from Roto-Rooter. So something was backed up in my apartment building. Not in my apartment, but in the building. And the guy was working in the garage area, which is in the shade. And I said, man, good luck today, but at least you're working in the shade. And he says, yeah, for a change. So, I mean, can you imagine dealing with, sewage stuff and the heat at the same time?
Nope.
I mean, can you imagine if it was your job to clean out porta potties?
Can't imagine it.
Can you imagine being in a porta potty?
Trying really hard not to imagine.
I'm sorry I'm bringing these thoughts to mind.
It's awful. Ugh.
Every once in a while, you hear a story about somebody that's, somebody pulls a prank on somebody. They go in a porta potty and then they turn it over. Friends swing it back and forth and turn it over. That's about as cruel a prank as you can do.
I've seen the YouTubes.
Yeah, it's awful.
Growing up where I did in Southwest Colorado, we spent a fair amount of time, out in these national parks and national monuments they got out there where they have these underground, I won't say septic tank because it doesn't work quite like a septic tank, but it's like a giant porta potty, but it's not portable. You know what I mean? There's just a giant underground tank
right. That
the toilet sits directly above. And the toilet is, 15 or 20 feet above the surface of the sewage in there. And I was always a little bit traumatized as a young boy about going to use those on these camping trips because I'd heard these stories about small children, younger than 10, falling into these things and having to stay afloat in that sewage while they waited for the park rangers to come rescue them or whatever. So I just remember being, 5 or 6 years old and being like, I'm not going to go to the bathroom in there.
What if
I fall in, That was traumatizing.
It's
just
a horrible thought. Yeah. We got to change this topic in a hurry.
Please, let's get off of that right away.
Look, this is a free-for-all Friday, but it's going to be a little different today because we've got some really big news that we have to talk about. This is a very historic day, and when this happens, we respond to it. And I think one of the great things about our show here on WWL is when something like this happens, we give you a chance to respond instantly. And something like this happens, and we get to go on the air and share our opinions and our thoughts, and you get to do the same thing. And so if you want to share your thoughts and feelings about this landmark decision, a landmark overturning of a landmark decision. Roe v. Wade has been overturned by the Supreme Court. We expected that it would happen. I kind of thought it was going to happen next Friday, the beginning of 4th of July weekend, because people would have been even more distracted. And when there's a really controversial story like this, often those who are releasing the news want to release it on a Friday because people are paying less attention to the news than they are during the week. But here it is on a Friday, but not the 4th of July weekend. So anyway, we knew this was coming because the opinion draft had been leaked out. And so here it is now. It's here. And so after 50 years, there is no constitutional right to have an abortion. There really wasn't. And this is part of the legal technical aspect of this. there was never a constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to have abortion. Roe v. Wade was based on right to privacy. And Clarence Thomas is already talking about going after other rulings that are based on right to privacy. Some people have said, no, this is just about abortion. It's not about anything else. But Clarence Thomas, so right-wing, couldn't avoid it. Now he's talking about taking away right to privacy for gay marriage. Birth control is based on right to privacy. And so he's talking about attacking those things as well. That's the real danger in this overturning of Roe v. Wade. That and, well, there's other things, but one of the real dangers for everybody is that since it is based on right to privacy and other things are based on right to privacy, will these other things be attacked? And we don't know yet. It's possible. I have a lot of bumper music planned for today that is focused not on our traditional free-for-all Friday, but focused on this conversation. Because, again, this is a very historic moment in America when a conservative Supreme Court has ruled. It was a close ruling, but they have ruled to overturn Roe v. Wade. What does that mean for women? What does it mean for men? And what should the reaction be to this? Nobody should get violent. Nobody should riot. Nobody should cause trouble. If you want to protest, please protest. But protest peacefully.
Can we do some business real quick?
Sure.
Since we didn't get a chance to talk about this. So we're going to continue these CBS News updates at 20 and 50.
Okay.
So that means we have a choice. We can either go to commercial right out of those, as we normally would around 20 and 50, or we can take the update, then come back, and then go to commercial.
No, I think it would be smoother. Again, this is just business between Ian and I. This is formatting business. Mm-hmm. I think it would be smoother and better for the audience if we did the CBS update and did the commercial break right out of the update.
Yeah. I think anything else would be a little bit inelegant. So, but you feel good about being able to post that with the bumper music as it's lined out here?
Yes, I think so.
I think you can handle that.
I think so, too.
Okay, let's do that. All right, great. Well, our clock management today is going to be really different than it is on most days, but we can do it.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about any of this, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, the House has sent to President Biden the most wide-ranging gun violence bill in Congress passed in decades. The bill that passed the House today is a measured compromise that was once illustrating progress on this long debated issue of gun control. And I don't see this as gun control. I think there's a huge difference between gun control and gun reform. But the NRA, gun manufacturers, and a lot of hardcore right-wing people want you to believe that any reform is gun control. But most reasonable people, including conservatives, including Republicans, including gun owners, most reasonable people understand that reforming certain aspects of gun laws is not gun control. Ian, do we have some early text messages to get to?
Boy, do we. Here's one that says, it's a sad day when a doctor with great medical knowledge can face harsher criminal charges by performing an abortion on a rape victim than the actual person who committed the rape against the victim. It's a sad day.
I think that is sad. And here in Louisiana, let's just make the announcement, abortion is illegal. And there is no exception for incest or rape. One of the only exceptions would be the life of the mother. If the fetus is growing outside of the uterus, mm-hmm. and then also if it is known that the baby, and two doctors would have to approve of this, known that at this point the baby is not viable outside of the womb, then there could be an abortion at that point.
I'm sure. I tried to get a MD on with us today. I think that'll maybe happen next week instead, to talk to us about this predicament where doctors are going to be in this position where there have to be two of them, right? that can say, yeah, this is an ectopic pregnancy that right. should be terminated for the life of the mother. But if we don't do all the paperwork exactly correctly, and somebody wants to press criminal charges against us for ending this pregnancy, we could face time in jail. What kind of a position is that for a doctor to be in?
If I were a doctor, I would think that I would want to do it. And, you know, again, let me remind you of my position. I'm pro-life, but I'm also pro-choice. And I'm not alone. A lot of people feel the same way.
Here's a text that says, the Constitution guarantees the right for people to decide what to do with their own bodies. Unborn babies don't have constitutional rights.
Well, in fact, let's just be a little more technical. It's not even an unborn baby. It's not considered a baby. It's considered a fetus. And I guess this is the big moral question that some people have. Some people are certain. They know exactly when God gives this fetus a soul, when this fetus is a person. Some people are not so sure. I remind you, nobody has gone to talk to God and come back with the answer. So it's what we choose to believe. And if you choose to believe that that is a baby from conception, then that's your choice in America. I think this also is going to have a lot to do with the decision to have sex and also the other things that can be done to stop a pregnancy, to prevent a pregnancy. So we'll be talking about that this afternoon as well.
Here's a text that says, do patriotic Americans continue to support the Supreme Court as an institution?
I think we have to. I do. I think we have to. Flawed as it is, political as it is, I think we have to support the decisions. And there were people who didn't like Roe v. Wade, but that was a Supreme Court decision. We had to support that decision. And I think in this case, we have to support this decision because it's the decision of the Supreme Court. Now, there are options, because nobody is walking down the street and suddenly gets pregnant. I mean, there are things that can be done. So here is our CBS News update. Did it not happen?
CBS Maine. No, I think we're going to miss this one. Let's continue and I'll figure out what happened.
Sorry. I don't know what happened there.
I don't know either.
Okay, so we'll have another CBS News update at at 10 to the hour at 1:50. And we're going to continue these CBS News updates at 20 after and 50 after the hour. So just hang with us. And, of course, this will be part of the WWL News at the top of every hour. We've got new information on our website, WWL.com. And we're going to spend a little time, even though this is Friday in the summer, we're going to spend a little time talking about this very, very important historic issue. All right, I'm Scoot. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And this is a time when there are two distinct sides. There's the side that is cheering, the side that is crying. Both sides are standing up for what they believe in. And that's what we do in America. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're spending this very hot Friday afternoon talking about this really historic decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, which has been in place for 50 years now. And so there are generations that know nothing except life under Roe v. Wade, which is the freedom to choose to have an abortion up to a certain point, if that's what you choose. There will be generations coming up after this that will have a whole different perspective on life. And I wonder if this is going to change attitudes about having sex. Personally, I don't think anybody should have thought of abortion as birth control. Oh, well, if I get pregnant, I'll just get an abortion. I don't think it should have been used in that way. Now, sometimes things happen, but we could all be more careful with the idea of having sex. When to have it, when not to have it. Is this going to change your attitudes toward birth control? And what about a pill? What about a pill that prevents pregnancy? Clarence Thomas seems like he wants to go back to this, a Catholic concept of no birth control. And again, I'm going to remind you that years ago, even when I was getting married, years ago, the Catholic Church is opposed to birth control. But when this was a big controversy, after it was declared that, you know, banning birth control is unconstitutional, based on right to privacy, the church left it up to individual couples to decide. So is this about, what about preventing a pregnancy? What about if there's a pill or something that would stop the pregnancy from happening, would stop fertilization? That's not an abortion. That's okay, isn't it? I mean, this should not be about filling the world with more people. It should be about, in the opinion of those who are pro-life, it should be about saving potential life, correct? So is anybody's attitude toward sex going to change? And what is it that you're afraid of? If you're like really freaked out and concerned about this, what are you most afraid of concerning this overturning of Roe v. Wade? I'm Scoot on the air, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, earlier today, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the Supreme Court decision is a good one.
Americans celebrate this historic victory because we know it will save the lives of millions of children and it will give families hope.
President Biden says the Supreme Court has made a tragic error.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
The president says he's stunned the court scrapped a ruling that for nearly half a century has protected women's rights to make their own health choices.
Let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
Blasting the court's conservative majority for taking the unprecedented step of expressly stripping a constitutional right.
This decision must not be the final word.
While he'll do all he can, the president says Congress must restore Roe's protections as federal law, and voters in November must make sure there are enough lawmakers to do it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And here's more of what President Biden had to say a little bit earlier.
This decision must not be the final word. My administration will use all of its appropriate lawful powers, but Congress must act. And with your vote, you can act. You can have the final word. This is not over.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says, in a very solemn address, said the Supreme Court has attacked the freedom of women.
What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom.
And so I think it's great that we can hang out here live on the radio and talk about this that just happened. If you want to join us, the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Harvey. James, welcome to our show.
Hi, Scoot. How you doing today on this serious, serious subject?
Yeah, it's a serious topic.
I want to kind of talk around it a little bit and kind of ask our fellow listeners to listen to me in this. when talking about this today, let's try to look at whatever side of the issue you are on, look at it from the other person's viewpoint. Like Scoot seemed to be on both sides. I am also. I'm pro-life, but I also think the court was right. The court did its job in addressing a legal matter. Now, whether I agree with it or not, that's another long story, but the Supreme Court is there to do a job, and they did, and they handed it back, in my opinion, to the people that's supposed to do it, which is the legislatures. Now, let's leave that alone. But what I want to get back to is we need to not assume that I'm right and you're wrong. Let's listen to each other's arguments and address them in a civil, civil, common sense manner without a whole lot of emotion. Because this is an emotional, personal deal.
I think that is really, really great advice, but that is going to be a challenge for a lot of people on both sides of this issue to approach this in a logical, common sense manner without being too emotional about it. Let's go to Lauren, who's in Metairie. Hey, Lauren, welcome to WWL.
Hi, Scoot. How are you?
I'm good.
You asked what worries you most about this decision,
yeah.
And there are two things that worry me the most, honestly. The first is that this honestly feels like sort of a religious call, because in Christianity, I know that conception is when people believe life starts. But in a lot of other religions and people that are maybe atheists, they don't believe the same thing. So a lot of people are feeling this pressure like a religious thumb coming down.
Yeah, I do understand that. And I think that also goes along with this idea that, you know, conservatives won this. I mean, this was a big victory for conservatives. And what Democrats are going to now do as the midterms approach is they're going to say, okay, you want to vote for Republicans? Good. You're going to lose more of your rights. Republicans are waging a cultural war and talking about how society is going to change forever and we've got to get things back to the way they used to be. And the Democrats are going to present the other argument.
But it's very sad because all the progress we have made as a country, and also I do vote for Republicans and Democrats. I'm kind of a moderate.
Good.
And I vote for both. And I called, you know, I've called both of my senators about this and told them, you know, why it's concerning, because the other gentleman said before I called that, you know, we should look at this from everyone's point of view, and I agree. And at the same time, we shouldn't make a law saying one side is right over the other. When you have this choice and people can make the choice, people can choose not to do it, and then people can make the choice to do it. So we don't have to judge either side
because,
and make a
and
law
I think it's
against
a,
it.
Lauren, I think it's a good point because the decisions that are made are based on what we believe. Now, nobody knows for sure because, again, nobody has gone to talk to God and to come back and tell us what God said. So this is based on what we believe.
Yes, and what happened to our religious freedom?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
So
no.
If I can't practice my religious freedom in my country and I have to practice someone else's religion, well, that's not really free for me.
Lauren, I hope you have a nice weekend, and thanks for the call. If you're on hold, hang on. We're talking about the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. It's been 50 years. Overturned, boom, it's over. Conservative court, and it has been overturned. So what do you think this means to you? Is it going to change attitudes about having sex? Is it going to place more emphasis on birth control? Is there anything wrong with preventing a pregnancy from happening in the first place? And what are you most afraid of? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. You've heard stories about people who have regretted having abortions. You've heard stories about people who celebrated the right to have an abortion because of what another child in their family would have meant to the family and to them. I don't think abortion should ever have been considered as birth control. Some people use it as that. But this is one of those decisions that, you know, causes a lot of people to just pause. You know, both sides of this, people have regretted it. And people have applauded the right. So here we are discussing it. I'm Scoot, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. We're going to come right back with Doug Cenciari. We'll get a legal expert to talk about this on WWL. I'm Scoot, and we're talking about the historic decision earlier today by the U.S. Supreme Court, a conservative court now, ruling that Roe v. Wade is no longer. It's over. Attorney Doug Cenciari and host of All Things Legal here on WWL joins us on the show. Doug, welcome.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
All right. So, Doug, this could mean a lot. There are those saying that, no, this is just about abortion. But then there are others who are saying, no, this is about right to privacy. And Clarence Thomas has already fired the first shot in that arena by saying, by talking about things like birth control and same-sex marriage, which were also based on right to privacy. How do you see it?
I think there's a distinction as to what is good for society versus what is a right. And those are two different things. Mm-hmm. And that's in this debate what I'm seeing being, you know, confused. When the Bill of Rights was formulated and effectuated, they had certain rights of right, you know, freedom of the press, right, freedom of religion to peaceably assemble, and all these freedom of speech that were enumerated. And then they have the amendments, you know, the right, you know, Second Amendment, First Amendment, which contained all these rights. Mm-hmm. And the question is, when you say a conservative court, I take it as a justices who strictly construe the Constitution and say, you know, the Bill of Rights is not an evolving document. It is sort of written in stone. And the question was whether when the framers were making or developing and formulating the Bill of Rights, did they have abortion in mind when they said there was a right to privacy? And that's the question. And basically, you know, what now is saying, it is not a constitutional right to have an abortion under the Bill of Rights, and the right of privacy didn't contemplate that, so it's kicked to the democratic process of the Congress or state legislatures to define that right. The state legislatures and the Congress can say, abortion is legal. It could say abortion is not legal.
But in theory, that kind of goes against what you're saying with the Bill of Rights.
No, the Bill of Rights aren't so much subject to the legislative process to the extent... Okay. The Congress cannot eliminate the right to freedom of speech. They cannot pass a law saying you don't have a right of freedom of speech because the Bill of Rights trumps that.
Right.
So what it's saying is it's a hierarchy. It's saying it wasn't contemplated in this hierarchy in the Bill of Rights, but democratically it can be decided in the Congress or state legislation. So Congress could, you know, convene a session, say that abortion is legal throughout the entire nation, and they can have a vote on it, and if it votes favorably, then there's a right to abortion under the legislative process. Or state legislatures could do the same, or they could do it conversely. They could say abortion is not a right or is illegal. Now, what this does is allow a debate on this particular issue. The debate has been muted the last 50 years because it always ended up saying abortion was a federally protected right under the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. Now, that issue is subject to debate inside of Congress and also state legislature. So basically, if you want to sum this up very quickly, the right of abortion has been determined not to be a right under the bill, under the Constitution or Bill of Rights. It is now subject to adjudication in the Congress. And that's what basically it says.
Okay, let's go to same-sex marriage then. There's nothing in the Constitution that deals with same-sex marriage, but that was a ruling based on right to privacy, as was the original decision banning the, there was a ban on banning birth control because people wanted to ban birth control pills, artificial birth control pills in the 60s. And that was based on a person's right to choose. So what's the difference here?
There is a same difference between same-sex marriages because here you had some states that would recognize same-sex marriage and some states that didn't. So that was decided under another criteria as far as uniformity on marriage because there are certain laws in family law, such as your retirement plans, have uniformity among all 50 states when it comes to define what is marriage and how is that applied. So under the same-sex marriage decision. There was other criteria as far as we need uniformity on how marriage is defined throughout the entire United States, because you can't have some states that define a certain union as marriage and some states that don't. So there is a distinction between that and the abortion. And I'm speaking legally, okay?
I understand.
It's not politically. It's just legally. They had a different criteria, and they had a different set of considerations in deciding that. So now I understand that Clarence Thomas gave his opinion, and I'm sure the, you know, those opinions, you know, or maybe, you know, if you look at the majority opinion, they say, no, this is just about abortion. It's not about anything else. And this opinion just stands on these facts for the issue of abortion. So, you know, that's what, you know, as far as what has been stated by the court so far.
Well, we also know, though, that a couple of Trump's appointees said one thing in their confirmation hearings about Roe v. Wade, and apparently they went back on that. So what people say now might not be what they really believe if an issue comes up. And I guess I'm concerned about right to privacy.
I'll take issue with that. Is what they were saying is they don't believe in overturning precedent. Now, if you get in there, if you had an incorrect decision of the Supreme Court, I don't think they didn't say they could address that. I'm saying that's their position. For example, slavery was sanctioned by the Supreme Court. Now, if you took that logic to the end, you'd say, well, that, you know, I believe in precedent, so you can't overturn slavery. So I think it was the, and I'm just speaking from their perspective. I'm not saying right or wrong again. I'm just doing analysis. From their perspective, they didn't view it as precedent. They viewed it as flawed in its legal basis, much like Justice Ginsburg said throughout her tenure. She said the legal basis, she goes, I agree with abortion and I think it should be available. But Justice Ginsburg stated that the analysis used in Roe versus Wade was flawed to make that leap of the right of privacy to encompass abortion. So I'm not. That's what their position was in Congress, and I'm sure if they were interviewed, that's what their position would be. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember. I'll have to go back and look, but I think one of them said they respect the law of the land, and it's the law of the land. But anyway, that can be debated another time. Doug, thank you for your legal expertise.
Thank you. Oh, all right. All right, Scoot.
All right.
Take care.
All right. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I mean, there's a lot to talk about with this, about attitudes towards sex, about, well, what about birth control? And are you concerned about right to privacy issues coming under attack, like birth control and same-sex marriage? I'm Scoot. Here's a special CBS News update. We'll be back on WWL. Happy birthday today to rock guitarist Jeff Beck. Listen to Jeff Beck's lead singer of this song. Listen. Recognize that voice? Yep. Rod Stewart. And Jeff Beck is now working with Johnny Depp. A little bit of a change there. Anyway, Jeff Beck is 78 years old today. So I just did a quick search on this. Trump appointee to the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch, was asked about Roe v. Wade. And he said, quote, that's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land. So there was definitely the impression that all of these Trump-appointed nominees would uphold a vote on Roe v. Wade, and they didn't. Let's go to Olivia in Metairie. Olivia, you're on WWL.
Hi. I have a lot of things to say. First being, the same people that are happy about this decision are only pro-fetus and not pro-life. All they do is complain about welfare and everything else going up that they have to pay for. They don't give a you know what after they're born. I'm a 44-year-old woman that was sexually abused. I know plenty of women have been sexually abused, and I'm raising an 11-year-old daughter. This is not the Handmaid's Tale. They do not have a right to our bodies. We have control over that. I cannot believe that we are going this far back in time.
So
this cannot happen.
How does this change things for America? Does it change attitudes about birth control if that's not attacked? Does it change attitudes about having sex?
We are not just breeders. If this was about a man being able to get pregnant, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
Insane. I have been shaking and angry, and I never wanted to have this discussion with an 11-year-old, but because of what is happening today in history, I am just appalled and disgusted. I cannot believe that this is where we are. And I don't know what we're going to do about it, but I'm not going down without a fight. I have a daughter to raise. I am concerned about every woman, every girl being born into this world, future, present. I'm beside myself. I don't even know what to do. I don't know what we can do, but I cannot believe that this is happening.
Well, Olivia, try to calm down. I appreciate your passion. I do appreciate the phone call. That's the question. I mean, what conversations do you have with your daughters? What conversations do you have with your sons? And while so many people never actively thought about using Roe v. Wade to justify an abortion, there are people who are going to have to explain this. I know a few very conservative people who've had abortions. Several. Not just one. Where do they stand? All conservatives, all Republicans, do not agree with the Supreme Court decision. So how does this change your conversations with your kids about sex, about pregnancy? At least in the meantime, it should change some minds on how to deal with all of this. And if it's okay to have it in some states, then how is that really being pro-life? Because people who say, well, it's not going away, you can still do it in some states. Isn't that a little hypocritical?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.